We're running and gunning and saying our thoughts. Though we have different minds, at the same time we bring the song to help your mind grow in the mental. Give knowledge with advice plus all essentials. So if you haven't heard, then act like you know. It's the Runner and Gunner Show. Runner and Gunner Show. The Runner and Gunner Show.
Don't you want to learn something? Shouldn't you learn? Isn't it better to learn?
Speak because hers, woman.
Monday morning cracks.
And good Monday to you, Gunner.
Oh, good
Happy,
morning.
Happy September 20th. And
boy,
let's
do we
tell
have
them
a
why
show
this
for
is
you.
A special edition of the Runner and Gunner Show. Let them know.
Cheers.
Mo. Lunch is best. But Mo's good.
Lunch is better.
It's good, though. It's good. It's delicious.
Really good.
Yes, very good. It's delicious.
Really good. So we got this beer from Maine.
Yeah.
The Maine Beer Company.
Maine Freeport, actually. Freeport, Maine. So if you're in the Maine, you know, area in a city called Freeport.
Or if you're a Maine man.
Yeah. Or if you got your Maine squeeze with you. Then you better walk down that main road to the main spot.
This is it. Mo. This one's called
Simply
Mo.
Simply M-O. Mo. Because the more you drink, the more better you feel.
The more drunk you get. And the more busy you are.
And speaking of Mo. Mo episodes that we have done.
This
is the big number 10 season finale.
Season 2 finale, everybody.
Season 2 finale, so this is the big one, and this is how it's going to go down today.
Yep, the very first Runner and Gunner 10th episode. For a season, the first season was only seven episodes, right?
75? No,
eight episodes.
Eight. Oh yeah,
shut the
eight only. But then now we ended it in a nice little round number, and plus this is the end of summer
happy
coming up.
To
so
us.
Happy birthday to us! And to all the loyal listeners that have been listening to Run and Gunner since season one. We're just glad you're still here, and we're glad you're still learning, and we're trying to teach you guys more. I'm trying to teach you Mo. And
teach them Mo.
You know, just keeping the show going, keeping things right, keeping things correct, trying to teach the Lennies just how to act and how to be instead of being this or that way. We're not saying that we want to control your life. We're just saying we're going to give the best suggestions that we can offer out there, and you could choose to follow or unfollow them, but we suggest that you go with them because we're not trying to give you anything negative. We're only trying to give you positive advice and not try to lead you in the wrong directions.
Yeah, we're just trying to pick you up, make certain that you don't waste all your life believing in something that's false and then waking up when you're 75 and saying, oh, now that I know what I know now, I wish I would have had a better younger life. See, we're you in 75 years from now, and we came back to the future to tell you to live a better, greater life.
And in the future, things get greater.
Oh, yeah.
Because they do get better, and they kept on listening, and so...
Yeah, so when you go back to the future, part three, you'll have a much better life, a much broader understanding than you would have ever imagined yourself to have.
And that's the best thing in life, you know, you could always change things, you know, it's never too late to change anything about your life, anything negative, of course, that is. And, you know, if you want to do negative stuff, go on and do it, but if you want to do positive things, I highly suggest you do that instead, so you could have positive reactions and better things happen in your life to you. So go that route or go whatever the heck route you want to go. We really do care. So
yes, we do.
Choose the right directions, what we're trying to say.
Yes.
And cheers. So speaking of right directions, the Washington team has not had a name. What the heck is going on? Our nation's capital football team does not have a name for its football team.
Washington,
they're just
DC.
Simply called We Are Football.
The team of Football Americana.
Football. Oh, yeah, I mean
Football Americana.
NFL.
NFL. Let's talk NFL. So, let's get back into the show.
NFL.
Come back.
And this is what we're talking about.
Hope you got your DraftKings bets up. Hope you're making money and picking the right bets.
Woo.
Because the NFL just started. Raiders are in Vegas.
Go make those bucks.
We're talking about Raiders versus Chargers in
Raiders,
Las Vegas.
Chargers.
Whereas we go from Los Angeles to Vegas.
Vegas.
And rent a hotel with a pool. and topless ladies, and we go and drink all day while we wait for the next day where we go see Sunday football, Raiders versus Chargers in Vegas, gambling right there having on slot machines time. In yeah. the theater.
Having a great time, having good times, you know, treating the women right. Even if they want to take it off, it's fine with them. But they could take it off and then enjoy themselves also. So,
Raider, that's a new Raider Nation.
Don't want to shake it in your face at them. But we will not tell them that it's a bad thing. We will just tell them, hey, we are enjoying whatever you are doing with your life and body. And
yeah, and then we proceed to ask them, hey,
ask them the question.
What should Washington name their NFL team? Before it was the
Redskins.
Oh, Redskins.
The Pigskins of Redskin, yeah.
The Redskins
of Redskins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a pretty good one, the Pigskins.
Oh, yeah, they should have changed it to the Pigskins.
The Pigskins. But would that still be disrespectful towards our natives?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was disrespectful in the first place because they weren't trying to be disrespectful.
As a Native American, just what their name. Myself, I am saying yes, that was 100% not disrespectful.
No.
And I actually say it's okay. Keep it.
Yeah, but
I like it.
You know, they could keep the Chiefs, which is super cool. But I mean, why? Yeah. Why change it? I don't get it.
Let's not get
our nation's capital. Okay. Anyways, let's give them the names. So I haven't really thought of too many names. How about you, Gunner? You got any names for us? The Washington football team suggestion.
I got one.
Suggestion time.
How about the Washington Churros?
The Washington Churros. Oh man. So what did they eat the night before?
Yeah.
Also, what did you say? The
Washington churros?
Chew,
not
churros. For those of you that do not know what churros are, or churro, you don't want to have churro. Don't worry about that one.
No.
But churros.
Eat some bad churros
if you have a churro. If you eat a lot of churros, you will get churro. But that's just a whole different thing.
Better drink some milk.
And then if you drink like 10 mo's and eat about 20 churros, your stomach is going to feel something called churro. But churros is a good one because.
What are some of the good
cinnamon good stick names? Made out of dough, and then you fry it.
Do you really want a football team to be cinnamon sticks?
Do you want them to be fried dough?
I retract my
Washington
suggestion.
Donuts? Nah. Okay,
Washington
wait a minute.
Donuts.
Washington like Donuts.
But then you're trying to say that all NFL players are cops, and it's simply just not the fact.
And we're not talking about the linemen, people. We know the linemen are bigger than the rest of the guys on the team, but
you know,
we're not trying to talk about them because they could squish us. They could, man, if one of them, that'd be it. I'd be a skeleton. I'd be a pretzel, actually, and they might even eat me as a pretzel. Anyways, the Washington football team, churros, first suggestion.
Oh, how about the Washington Mohawks?
Oh, that's pretty decent.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Put some thought into that
one. I like that one. How about the Washington Nuke Makers?
Oh, what about
blowing things up, huh?
Washington New Yorkers.
I don't know how that would.
What do you think, audience? What do you think about the Washington New Yorkers?
Because I know that the Giants are their
Washington
rivals.
Giants?
So New York Giants are their rivals. So
can we have two teams named the Giants?
Washington Giants.
Washington Giants versus New York Giants.
Huh.
Who's Gianter?
Who is the Gianter man?
All right. Have you put a real thought into this? What would you name the Washington?
I haven't put
NFL
any thought
team?
Into it, actually. I'm just going
could,
off
like,
of the top of my
like
head right now. How about
super
you?
Super serio that actually might mm-hmm. happen.
Yeah.
What could you possibly think of?
A real good name.
It's going to be an animal, right? It's going to be an animal.
Like something cool, too. The Washington Whirlwinds. You know, that's kind of cool.
Hurricanes, yeah.
Washington,
they already got the Hurricanes.
Washington Tornadoes.
Tornadoes.
But they don't have tornadoes in Washington, so how the heck? Well, the Washington Monuments. Ooh, that would be pretty bad. That's a
I like
good one.
It.
Yeah, the Washington Monuments. Everybody knows the heck the monuments are.
That's a great gift to give them is the name of
the monuments,
the
right?
Monuments, yeah.
That's
monumental.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got a next hump of the day on a Monday.
On a Monday hump day.
Monday hump.
What?
It depends on how you look at the
what
week.
What kind of weekend did you have, Gunner? I mean, what are we talking about again?
yeah, you're talking about what is the best Christmas gift you have ever had?
Are we going back to those topless things? Oh, no, I mean, the best Christmas gift I ever had.
Yeah, that would probably be the best Christmas gift.
Well, I'll go first since I pretty much know.
Make it more
this
innocent.
This is back, let's see, this is in the 90s, man, when I was a kid still.
All right.
You know, and growing up, I used to love video games. And everybody knows that. We always bring up video games. We always talk about video games on our show. We love video games. We respect
Nation.
You know, we respect them. We respect the creators. respect people that create, especially them. They're the ones with all the talent.
Sonic the Hedgehog, Mario Brothers.
There you go.
Donkey Kong 64.
It started off from arcade and became this big thing into consoles, and now it's just the hugest deal. It's video games.
Yeah,
gaming.
It's the
everybody,
hugest deal ever.
Every kid that you ask right now is either gaming or using a laptop to game somehow or using a tablet to game.
Yep, their phone.
Everybody plays games, and we know it.
Even adults, so, I mean, even as, boomers have.
They do too,
phones,
yeah.
They
got
playing
their phones.
Games, yeah.
They Google everything. You know, you want to know, you know, who's the voice
girls.
Of Mr. Ed? Because those old people, boomers, like to look up old stuff like that.
Yep.
How the heck did the genie twinkle her nose in that way?
Yeah.
They could look that up and figure it out. Maybe they found out she had like a missing bone in her nose and she had like super flexible. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
And then,
I'm just guessing.
Since they could figure that out, what's to keep them from downloading Pac-Man? And figuring out how to play that.
Yeah.
And then upgrading from Pac-Man to Call of Duty Mobile.
Whoa. What kind of boomer? Oh, man. They might
That's
have some of those
saying.
Crazy
it's
boomer
happening.
Flashbacks
happening.
And me rolling in the backyard with the phone.
Just,
somebody you
just
know?
To teach them how to play.
Yeah, maybe. It's pretty simple. And who should be teaching them is this generation, the millennials,
us.
The Lennies, and us.
And that's why the Runner and Gunner show are here every Monday.
And we would be happy to show an older person how to do that. You know, whatever you need. Whatever we know as far as the phone, because I don't know every single piece of the whole phone technology. There's so much exploration that you could do with it.
Yeah.
There's so much more than
so
we,
much, so
you know, there's all kinds of things. You could do all kinds of things with the phone nowadays.
So
anyway, so
if I could sum up one tiny bit of information that all boomers need to know to figure out the phone, it is this.
What is it? Secrets.
Every inch of phone is a button.
Secrets for boomers.
Yes. All right, everybody. On
so,
to the next one.
The best Christmas gift I did get, which I forgot to mention, was the Sega Genesis back in 91, 92, I'll say, because it had just came out. I was begging and begging my parents, and then we got home real late from Christmas, that Christmas Eve, because we got this tradition to where the kids can't wait to open the presents that night, and plus the parents have a little and some fun that night, so, you know, they were celebrating.
Drink some eggnog.
Everybody's having some... spiked eggnog and stuff like that. And they were celebrating that night. So
with cinnamon sticks.
Oh, yeah. Tons of cinnamon sticks.
Yeah.
Cinnamon sticks make you feel good.
So you were there.
But, oh, so they got
1992,
me a
Yes. Christmas.
Where we came
were
home.
Getting sipped. It was a happy,
everybody's
early
happy.
Christmas.
A.M. It must have been 2 o'clock.
And you convinced them to
let's
let
open
you
our
open
presents.
Up your present.
But that was a tradition in my family that has been going on for a while
Christmas
now. So
Eve,
we would always.
Presents.
Because my parents would always have the party. We have a Christmas Eve and a Christmas Day in my family. So.
Got it.
The Christmas Eve party, they were feeling good and happy. And so, got home, opened the present, and then the last one they brought out, like, you know, it was all cool, like the movies. They brought it out, like, you know, a little
and
personal
box.
And here
cool
we go.
You don't remember.
Oh, you forgot one more. Oh, shoot. Here it is, a square box. I was like, oh,
you
man. What is it? Sega Genesis.
You did it now.
I didn't know it was a Sega Genesis. I didn't expect. I thought we couldn't afford it, but I guess, you know.
Because
back then, the $200 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that's how much it was going for around. Maybe more.
Right?
Maybe more. But around that.
For 1990.
Around that price. And it was the one. They got a
that's
cheaper
like $2,000
version.
Today.
I remember it did not come with the Sonic the Hedgehog game. They got the cheaper version, which came with a game called Toxic Avengers. If you guys remember that game, it's with the guy with a mop, a
game.
Green guy.
Yeah.
With a mop, and he'd roll around and beat people up with his mop.
Yep. I used to play
and so,
it.
And so. You know, I didn't care that I didn't have Sonic, even though that was the game to have.
I mean,
so, but
essentially Sonic at its core.
Toxic Avengers. But happy times. That's all I got to say is happy times about that.
Yes.
And you, Gunner, what was your best Christmas gift?
Mine
then?
Back, probably about the same.
Give
year,
us the setting.
1994.
Set us up.
You know, it was the year of the earthquake in California.
Oh, the Northridge one. The big one.
Northridge, dry,
big one.
Dry summer.
That was big.
We lived in apartments with my single mom at the time. She had 3 babies. My grandma came to spend the night because she was fighting with grandpa.
Ah, that's sad on Christmas.
But then, oh no, that was a different night.
Uh-oh.
Grandpa came over too.
Oh, okay, cool. So they made up.
Yeah, they made up.
They were fighting and made up. And
yeah.
So, all right.
And then, you know, eggnog was flowing.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, nobody drinks in my family or at the time. I'm the only one. But everyone has happy times. You know, Christmas 1994, 1995.
It's always a party on Christmas either way, you know.
It's a
doesn't
party
have
on
to
Christmas,
have,
yeah.
Don't have to have alcohol. Don't have to have anything. Just celebrate the birthday of your Savior and have a good time.
That's what we were doing. Yes.
Great.
And then the clouds opened up and the presents came out. But one special present came out, a tiny little box.
Uh-huh.
It was a tiny little box.
Yeah.
And when I opened it up, it was a Sega Game Gear.
Oh.
With Street Fighter, Ren and Stimpy game.
Dang,
Bart Simpson cool. game. Lemmings game. And Sonic.
And so tell us about the features, which were much different than the other handheld games at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So what was the big deal about this Game Gear? Which features did it have that were better?
Power. It had more power. It had 6 batteries. You know, at the time, that was just unheard of. Game Boy took 2 batteries or 4 batteries. I don't know. But 6 batteries was ridiculous. And batteries were expensive back then.
I know, yeah.
But those batteries provided power. The graphics were better.
Mm-hmm.
The lighting was better. The backlighting was great. It was actually phenomenal. You know, the other features were that it had the same buttons as a Sega.
Uh-huh. That's cool. More buttons than the Game Boy, which
more
was
buttons
the,
than which the
was
Game
on
Boy.
Top on top of the world at that time of handheld ones.
Yes.
So
better games, Sonic.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They had Sonic, you know, Game Boy. It was in color.
But was it the same as the Sega Genesis version, or was it a whole different version of Sonic?
It was a whole different version.
There you guys go.
Game Gear version of
Exclusive.
Sonic.
Exclusive.
It's not an emulated version. You can emulate the Game Gear version, and you'll see for yourself that it was not entirely different, but it was different.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the time, Game Boy was in yellow and gray still.
Yellow and gray. And so, Game Gear was?
In color.
So that was a huge, huge difference.
The first one to go in color.
The first one.
But.
So that made a huge difference.
It was a great night. But we're going to talk about.
How about the Christmas
gift
that you did
always
not
wanted,
receive.
But you did not receive.
Oh, man. All right. Let me tell everybody one thing. Gunner is Gunner. Runner wanted an M16 and I never got. No. I wanted to shoot up the block. No, I didn't.
Yes.
I did not. That I have never gotten. This is going to take some time to think about. So, Runner, I'll let you go first because I can't think of anything that I haven't got that I really wanted. It has to be something way back as a kid for me. Oh, I got it now. Okay. I think it was, all right, well, this is going to sound funny, but back then they had those motorized cars when I was like 4 or 5.
Oh, yeah.
They had those cool motorized trucks. They were like little jeeps actually.
Wait, are we talking big wheels or like RC? Like,
no, I'm talking the one that you physically sit in.
The big
wheel. You push the gas and it has a battery connected. You could connect the battery to a charger and you charge up the battery and then you get in and it's actually motorized.
Yeah,
and you could control
wheels.
It. Yeah, big wheel.
Yeah.
But they didn't big wheels, but it was the ones with battery, because it had regular big wheels, which were you pedal, and then they had the ones with the battery, where you had a gas and you had a stop.
The expensive
ones. They still make them
nowadays.
I've seen cool
ones. Dads putting gas powered engines on their big wheels.
That's crazy
for their kids.
Crazy times, huh?
Yeah, that's cool.
So yeah, that's what I wanted when I was about 4 or 5 when that was really young. But my cousin, a girl cousin, had like a little girl car, and I'm not gonna lie, I would check it out. Even though it was girly and whatever, but it was cool. I was like, man, I want to get one of these. But, of course, a boy one, like a dark color, black, blue, whatever.
Yeah.
Dark color, and then, you know, ride it around, go
and
destroy
the
yard.
And the big wheels, you know. We don't want the Corvette
big
wheels.
The jeeps.
The big wheels.
The little jeeps, and those are so cool, I thought. So what about you, Gunner? What's the Christmas gift that you've always wanted but never did receive?
Wow.
It's a little bit
wanted.
Touchy, but it's cool.
It's going to be a cruise.
Cruise.
I always just wanted to, like, wake up.
Huh.
Christmas morning,
uh-huh.
And someone to just be like, we're all going on a cruise, here are the tickets. And it wanted to be a complete surprise, like, what? Like, what is going on? We're leaving this morning, like, what? And, you know, and then maybe they could even trick me into, like, setting it up, like, so that I would be a little bit mentally prepared to, you know, take a cruise.
Yeah. You're talking about getting on a cruise ship, like an actual, get big old ship and just
more Christmas.
Bunch of people
in
partying?
Winter, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound so relaxing, everyone?
I don't know. That sounds amazing.
It sounds so relaxing.
But, yeah.
So, speaking of cruises, I mean, going to cruises is fun and everything.
But, you know what else is fun? Sipping beers. The cruise, you have to pay for beers still, but you get free food. Free shrimp, all-you-can-eat shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
All the good stuff.
All you can eat, ice, whatever you like. Whatever you like, they pretty much have it.
But you have to pay for your own beers.
Chicken, you like steak, you like, you know, whatever.
So
all of it.
Brings us to our next question is, since you have to pay for all your beers and you're counting them.
Yeah.
How many beers does it take?
To get to the center of the spot.
To get you drunk.
Yeah.
How many beers does it take to get you drunk? We're talking where you're at right now, not like sober you or super alcoholic you. We're talking just like you now, just normal
right now today
tolerance. Now today,
it depends what you mean. Drunk to where I could do things, or drunk to where I'm
not sloppy,
not like drunk to where sloppy. Drunk to where it starts.
Where it starts, where the vision starts blurring.
Yeah, where where the buzz starts.
And the happiness begins.
I guess when you get the buzz. But the not the initial buzz, but the stronger one.
The strong, the real drunk. Good.
Like where the buzz turns into drunk. How many beers
does that take? Oh, all right. I get
take?
What you're saying.
Yeah.
But this is a good question because it's a complex answer. The reason the answer would be complex is because it depends on the strength of the beer or weakness of the beer.
Yeah.
So different strengths and different weaknesses take different amounts. So with that answer, I would have to say, what am I drinking? Say I was drinking 5% beer, which is pretty normal. That's like Stella. Beer, right. Say I'm drinking Stella.
Blue Moon Stella, yeah.
Blue Moon Stella, you know, those are pretty common. I think even Budweiser is 5% or close. It would be around... Seven.
Six
start where I'm still remembering what I'm doing and everything, but it has to be constantly. It can't be like I can't space them out. That's another thing that actually matters too is the time frame of when you drink these beers.
Yeah.
Because time frame counts. And when have you eaten? And have you slept right? So all these things come into place. Whiz. But say I slept good, ate good, and haven't peed. So I would say about... Yeah, still stick with seven's seven. My number. How about you, Gunner? I'm sticking with seven. To fill the buzz, but not be sloppy and jacked. But
yeah.
That's where I could do whatever still maintain.
Fill the buzz, where the buzz turns into drunk. Where the buzz turns into drunk for me
Say you were drinking the same 5%ers, like I had described. So Stella, Blue Moon,
5%.
You know, that area.
It's going to be five.
Five?
Yeah, it's going to be five. Because two...
I said seven.
Two, I get two more than me. Two, I get the buzz. Two, I get the buzz. I could drink even a tall can of Coors Light, and I'll get the buzz.
It depends. Say if you drink three per hour, and then it'll take me like five or six if I'm drinking three per hour. But I usually try and keep it two an hour.
Usually
I'll
the
try.
First five come rather
quick. Yeah, they
quick
go quick.
Me.
Yeah, they do.
And
they
then
do.
Afterwards, I chill.
Yeah. Because if not, if you keep going at that pace, you'll be
sick.
Forgetting everything in no time.
Sick man. So yeah, I'd say five. After I drink five beers, I start getting that other buzz feeling where it's like, woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Whee. It is the roller coaster. It is the Ferris wheel. What about you, audience? How many beers does it take for your buzz turn into drunk? The initial drunk?
Let us know.
Let us know in the comments.
We'd like to know. You know, we're interested in that. What?
Yeah. Email us at...
Everybody,
the Runner Show.
It all depends on weight, tolerance. There's a lot of factors that are in this subject.
Shaq can call us and be like, hey, yo, it's going to take 20 beers before I feel anything.
Damn,
Shaq. Be like, wow, all right.
And then, three Papa John pizzas. Large.
And then our BJ Herman can call us and he'll be like, well, I'm already drunk.
And then we'll be like, how many did you have?
I had two.
Two sips of one beer?
I meant 22.
Exactly. Oh. That sounds pretty correct.
That is correct.
So something BJ Herman would never do is take a girl out to a good spot.
Oh,
and
right.
So now...
We have to take a commercial break, but when we
we'll come
back
to what I was talking about. The best spots.
The best place for a first date.
Date.
Yeah. After these commercial breaks. What is up, everybody?
Have you
ever seen a show so great, so compelling,
amazing.
So filled with knowledge and information that you must listen to it every single Monday morning of your life?
Don't waste your life away. Listen to the show. Get into it. Get into the thick of things.
Runner and Gunner know what's best for you. Runner and Gunner know better. And we've been doing it for a lot longer, brother.
We want to give you knowledge, respect, and wisdom all at the same time on the greatest show on earth on Monday morning.
We want you to have women. We want you to have money. And we want you to have a good time.
So
a great day.
Mondays.
For the people that you are here, and watch out for what we give you every Monday morning on the Runner and Gunner Show. All right, everybody, we know that you do not know what the Runner and Gunner Show is yet, but believe me, in 2 years' time, the show...
everybody.
We are back to tell you guys about
back the to best our question.
Places
yes.
to go when you go on your first date. So first off, best before they go on go. The date, what has to happen first? You got to meet this person. You
meet this person.
And what do you do when you meet her?
How do you meet this person?
I just text her and then she pops up through my magic phone.
Obviously, no. You just go out there and you talk. Whenever you got something clever to say to a hot lady, you just open up your little flappy gums and you say it. Because you're a man. That's what men do.
And be honest. The little flappy gums. BS.
Don't BS.
That's how the whole thing will be. If you start
eye contact BSing, is a must.
Eye contact must have. Yes.
Yeah, M-U-S-T.
Necessary.
In fact, there's some people who don't even have to say anything. It could just be solely eye contact.
Yeah.
Still get a first date. Still get it. Still get a wife. Yep. Still look back 100 years and be like, whoa, I had a good life.
So what Gunnar is saying, you could actually get the girl with your eyes. If you look at her correctly and, you know, you give her that little razzle-dazzle is what we call it.
Yeah.
Show her a little bit of that and then she'll fall right in. She'll be putty. Putty in your hands.
Putty.
And that's what you got to do.
Without a word.
Without a word. See, that is real stuff that could really happen. And so,
and then after you meet this, you meet her, and then what happens next?
Make sure her soul is wonderful.
What do I do next?
Yeah. What do I do next? Oh my God, I don't know. I'm so confused. What you got to do is, since you worked your way and now you got her number and now everything is right, when the time is proper is when you ask her out on a proper date.
Yep.
You say, would you like to go out with me one day? You know, we could hang out, have a good time.
I'll buy you dinner.
I'll pay for the dinner.
I'll take you out.
I will pick you up at so-and-so time. And, you know, you got to show her what's right. Remember, open the dang car door and any door that she's walking through. Make her feel like she's royalty. Open the doors, you know. Get when she sits down, make sure you're the one pushing her in her seat. Don't push it all crazy. Don't make her fall. Okay?
And also, you're the leader, so be a man. So guide her to where you want her to be.
And lead her in the best places for a first date.
Best places.
Gunnar, what do you think is the best place to take a lady?
Well, if you're 20, if you're 20 and, you know, she's 20 or a little younger or a little older.
Listen up, 20s.
I'm still saying Speed Zone, still Dave and Buster's. Just freaking
see,
Applebee's.
He's talking about daytime. This is daytime. Nighttime could always end in the movies. Daytime.
Movies, I actually don't really prefer movies because, you know, it's just you're staring forward.
It depends what your intentions are also.
If the movie theater is empty and, you know, things get a little heavy,
yeah,
then it can work perfectly.
See, because I was thinking more drive-through because that's more privacy and...
Yeah, the driving. So, yeah,
but it depends how the first beginning is going. If the beginning is going really, really well and you guys have that ultimate connection and you
honestly,
feel it...
you want to be
and
dope.
You know that she wants to go with you and she wants to stay with you, then you know what to do.
You got
to
get that feeling.
Exactly. We got to give them
that
feeling.
Yeah.
They got...
You got to have a feeling inside
see,
of you.
See, but it's not instant, people. It takes time to get that.
And then so, the third thing is, you know, you got to close the deal. How do I close the deal? I'm scared.
Oh, my God. What do I do? So, Gunner, show them how to close it.
This is what you do. Grab her titties. No, just kidding. What you do is you just
smack
be there.
Booty,
be
say,
there.
Have a good day.
You be aware in the moment.
Yeah.
Grab her pussy. Not just
oh, whoa.
This is what you do. Be aware in the moment. You know, you make little touch signals.
Uh-huh.
You got to get closer. You know, your tentacles.
Keeping that eye contact at all times is a must.
Eye contact.
At all times.
You got to fall in love. Just let yourself fall in love.
Do it.
And your body will naturally do that part for you.
And she, putty in your hands.
And she'll
just
let
like
you be
said.
The man. So anyways, everybody, it's time for the two-minute
rundown,
which is about to be the one-minute
rundown.
All right, everybody, so we're talking freaking...
Ohtani, once again. Ohtani is kicking butt. He got pegged the other night, and they almost got in a fight.
He almost
against
got
the White
fight.
Sox because they pegged
somebody.
Them. Two guys got kicked out. One was the coach, and one was the pitcher.
Oh,
that
pegged,
so
don't
they think it was intentional to peg Ohtani. But Ohtani,
you know,
is still
peg anybody? Clayton Kershaw, and he is back. He is
Kershaw,
pitching again.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Kershaw. Throw some home runs. I mean...
Yeah,
home
throw
run strikeouts.
Some home
someone
run pitching.
Someone who wants to make a home run, but they strike out. Basketball's coming back. You know,
NBA,
did I tell
Lakers
everybody
are on top of the world.
The new John Cena movie, Vacationing
John
with Friends.
Cena.
It is very funny. And the guy from Get Out, the dude who saves the day,
oh,
the best part of the movie. So
the
him and John Cena
he's
made
cool.
a movie together. It is dope. Everybody have a great Monday morning.
Have a great Monday. Remember, traffic sucks when we pick you up.
We will pick you up in our limousine because we are the runner and gutter.
Peace.
The Runner and Gunner Show.
The Runner and Gunner Show Monday morning.
Watch us on YouTube.
Check us out.
Have a good time.
And listen.
Don't be lame.
With
intent.
Always.
Greatness.
Check out the brand new Runner and Gunner YouTube channel, strictly for non-Lennies.
Solid.
Runner Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during or post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennies.